Welcome to this week's edition of the Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore, covering the most recent industry developments. First, we have the significant news of NM Insurance strengthening its position with a five-year partnership with Zurich. This partnership, rooted in a relationship founded back in 2020, will help cement NM Insurance's momentum in delivering niche products. Initially known as Nautilus Marine Insurance Agency, the firm has expanded beyond the recreational boat sector, diversifying into commercial marine, caravans, and motorcycles, not only in Australia, but also in New Zealand. This agreement will bolster broker confidence by promising business stability, reinforcing NM service continuity in niche risk strategies. Moving on to the world of cyber technology. Cyber threats are on the rise, and with these challenges, there is an increasing demand for cyber insurance proficiency. In response to this, CFC Underwriting Limited has introduced a unique, free cyber masterclass for brokers. The on-demand video series aims to empower brokers with practical lessons on cybercrime, claims procedures, and coverage options. Worth 4 CPD points, it's designed to equip brokers with the knowledge to manage risks effectively, enhance client relations, and maintain competition in this digital era. Next, over to New South Wales, where the state is revisiting its compulsory third-party insurance and lifetime care schemes. Last reviewed in 2022, this regular parliamentary procedure focuses on the CTP scheme for vehicle owners and the support systems for those who have sustained severe injuries in road accidents. Submissions are open until the 10th of October, allowing a broad spectrum of voices, including regulators, legal analysts, industry professionals, and even the general public, a chance to shape these crucial programs. Now, onto a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority that reinforces consumer responsibility in insurance policies. This comes after a homeowner's plea for an $18,000 refund was declined due to a significant increase in her flood cover premiums. The homeowner had missed several renewal notifications, blaming postal issues. However, the authority upheld Allianz's decision, as they had met their obligations in categorizing her property in an extreme flood risk zone. This highlights the need for consumers to monitor policy details closely and for insurers to improve their communication systems. And that summarizes your weekly insurance news. Remember to stay updated on the latest insurance trends and offerings from Financial Services Online by visiting our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Join us next week for more noteworthy stories. Until then, I'm Paige Estratore, signing off.